Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, salvation is one of the big words in the New Testament. It doesn't just mean born again. Say, when you say, I'm saved, saved from what? It's a pretty good list. And salvation includes deliverance and protection and healing and restoration. It includes a number of things. But it all begins with the new birth. And he said the word of faith is close to us. Even, verse 8, where is it? It's in your mouth. And in your heart. Somebody say, in your mouth.
In your mouth.
Anybody remember Mark 11, 23? Yeah. Jesus said, whoever shall what?
Say.
To this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now people have mocked this, made fun of it. They've made fun of folks like us, called us that confess it, possess it bunch, that blab it, grab it bunch. The list goes on, but this is what they're making fun of. What the Master, Jesus, said. How many know you're being very foolish to make fun of what the Master said?
Right.
Jesus said, if you'll say it and not doubt but believe what you say, that you'll have what you say.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Didn't say you'll have what you think.
Right. Oh, wow.
Y'all with me, friends?
Yes, sir. Right.
People are missing it. Christians, good church-going people, are missing it in the saying area. They're not speaking. They're not saying. This has been lost in a large degree through the last several hundred years in the church. Sometimes people that visit us for the first time, they find it strange, just like during the offering that we stand up and say, we have extra coming in. We're paying everything off quickly. Things like that. We just keep saying, well, why? Is that really necessary? Only if you want miracles. Only if you want results. And it shouldn't be surprising or strange to us because it's how every one of us got born again. Here's the thing. It's not supposed to stop. Once you're born again, it's the beginning of a way of life. The just didn't just get justified by faith, then they're to go on and live by faith and walk by faith, which means believing in your heart and saying with your mouth. Hallelujah. Got to open your mouth and say it. Now, if you don't believe it, it's not going to have any power either. It's not just saying it that causes it to happen. Jesus said, you got to believe and not doubt in your heart. But if you'll believe what you're saying and not doubt, Jesus said, the head of the church said, you shall have whatever you said. Is that true?
Yes.
I'm pointing to a scripture. Is that true?
Yes.
What Jesus said. That if you won't doubt but believe that what you say, you'll have what you say. Then if we need healing, why wouldn't we be saying that? If something's not working right in our body, why wouldn't we be talking to it? If we need money to come in, why wouldn't we be saying that? But most church-going people are not. Instead of doing what the Lord told them to do, they beg. They beg. Please God, please God, please God. I need, I need, I need. I've got to have. Please, 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 please. He didn't say you'll have what you beg for. Believers are not beggars.
Amen.
Begging reveals you don't know if it's the will of God or not. Elsewise, you wouldn't be begging for it. You'd know you have a right to come boldly to the throne of grace and lay hold. Hallelujah. Go with me to Hebrews, please. Oh, this is some good preaching. Hebrews 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, this is the King James, but this is exactly the same Greek word that's translated confession. Confession. Let me give you the definition for that. The word confession means, this is from Strong's and Vine's and others, it says to speak the same thing. Literally, there's two words that go together on this, and one of them is same, and the other one is speak. To speak the same thing. The same as what? Speak the same thing as what? As what the Lord told you. A confession of faith in God would be saying the same thing He told you, agreeing with Him. It also means to acknowledge or to agree with, which if you don't agree with it or acknowledge it, you're not going to be saying the same thing. So when the Lord tells you, you having confessed Jesus and believed on Him, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, in Him, what should you say? There's nothing to me. I'm so pitiful. No, don't say what you feel. See, it takes faith to say what He said when you don't look that way and when you don't feel that way. Right? So confession is saying the same thing that He's saying. And Jesus here in Hebrews 3:1 is revealed to be the apostle and high priest of what? Of us saying the same thing. Does the head of the church work with what we say? Didn't say He's the apostle and high priest of what we think, what we feel, of our confession, of what we speak, what we say. Does He work with your confession in the new birth? If you believe, in fact, just pop it on the screen. You don't have to go back to it, but Romans 10 and 10. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. Now, are you made righteous? Does it take effect in you before or after you believe? You believe unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made what? Unto salvation. It's not you get saved and then you say, I'm saved. Can you see that? It's not salvation unto confession. It's confession unto salvation. Oh, that's a good revelation. It's confession unto salvation. 1 John 4:15, put that on the screen. You don't need to go there. 1 John 4:15 goes right along with this. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, what happens? God dwells in him. And he in God. The manifestation of God in you occurs as a result of you confessing that Jesus is the Son of God. Even though salvation is available to everyone, God is not dwelling in everyone. Jesus called some of the most religious people of His day. He said, your father's the devil. You're of your father the devil. Well, was God dwelling in them? No. But how did God come to dwell in you? confession is made unto salvation. The moment you begin to confess, I confess Jesus as Lord of my life. I confess that I am the redeemed. I am the saved of the Lord. That allowed the Spirit of God to come into you. Hallelujah. And recreate your spirit and for God to dwell in you. That's a far greater miracle than a healing. A healing is repair work on an existing structure. Your spirit wasn't healed. It was recreated. You are now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Told you it was good preaching. Hallelujah. I'd have preached this to myself this morning. Is it true? Why does your spirit get excited when you hear that? Because it's true. It's real. God is dwelling in me. His spirit, His presence is in me 24/7. My body and my being has become a temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, when did that happen? And how did that happen? I believed with my heart, and I did what else? I confessed with my mouth, 10:10, verse 10, with my heart, I believed unto. I wasn't righteous, but I believed it, and I became so. Hallelujah. And with my mouth, I confessed unto salvation. I wasn't saved. Is everybody saved? Everybody automatically saved? There was a time when you wasn't saved. How'd you get saved? I believed in my heart what the Lord said. The Lord said, God said that He gave Jesus on my behalf. God said He put my sins on Him. Is that right? He paid the price. He raised from the dead and is King of kings and Lord of lords. And I and you believed that.
Yes.
We acknowledged it. We agreed with it. We believed it. We accepted it. We acknowledged it. And we said the same thing. We said the same thing that He said about it. Hallelujah. Lord, you say I'm saved? I'm saved. You say I'm righteous? I'm righteous. You say I'm clean by the blood? I'm clean by the blood.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me